Something I think that fans of professional sports, including myself, tend to forget is that at the end of the day, these athletes are still human beings just like you and me. They have spouses, children, friends, and family too. Just imagine what it would be like if you went to your 9-to-5 one day and you get called into the boss's office and they're all like, "Listen, man, you've been a great asset to this company for over 5 years, but we regret to inform you that we're sending you to Detroit for $5 and a used fax machine." Could you even imagine the thought of having to uproot your entire life and start anew in a whole other city hundreds of miles away? Sounds insane. This is something that professional athletes deal with constantly. And yes, I know the money is great, but still, it's gotta be tough to randomly tell your family, and especially your kids if they have them, that they've gotta go start a new school, make new friends. That sounds tough. On today's episode, we're going to look at an extreme case of a player having to move cities. This might actually be a season from a pretty famous ball player that you might not totally be aware of. Even if you have heard of this season, it's still crazy to think about. Today on the show, we're going to take a look back at Jose Bautista's very chaotic 2004 rookie season.
Bautista high and deep to left. Stay fair, ball. Stay fair. It is gone. You can always go back to the big guys to come up with big hits in tough situations.
And this place is going crazy right now, thanks to that guy.
Home run number 19. None bigger than that one.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the latest episode of the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about some pretty good ball players. We either cover their whole careers, or we tackle specific moments that deserve recognition. I put out new episodes twice a week, every week. What you're listening to right now is a midweek mini episode where we cover a specific season or moment in a pretty good player's career. What we do on weekend episodes is cover a player's career in its entirety. I also have plenty of cool interviews of former MLB players that any baseball fan would enjoy. So essentially, if you love the game of baseball, then I think I've got something that you'd enjoy. If you want some free ways to help the show, consider downloading episodes or maybe even leaving us a 5-star review. If you check the description of this episode, you'll also see a link to the Underdog newsletter. It's a free sports newsletter that drops new articles every week about the biggest underdogs in sports history. It's super cool, and subscribing really helps the show. The best part about it all is that it's completely free to subscribe. All you gotta do is put in your email, and that's it. This one is gonna be a pretty short mini episode, but it's a really interesting story that I think every baseball fan should know about. So without wasting any more of my time or yours, let's get into Jose Bautista's 2004 chaotic rookie season. Jose Bautista, a Toronto Blue Jays legend. He's been known for his extreme power bat, his iconic bat flip in 2015, and the time he admittedly was Rougned Odor's punching bag. One thing you can't deny, though, is that his career is synonymous with hitting home runs and playing for the Toronto Blue Jays. It wasn't always like this, though. Some may not remember, but there was a time when Jose Bautista wasn't one of the most dangerous home run hitters in the MLB. Before he took his talents up north, Jose Bautista had one of the most chaotic seasons I've ever heard of, and it all takes place in 2004. So coming into the 04 baseball season, Jose Bautista was a 23-year-old rookie looking to get his first ever shot at the big leagues. He'd been drafted by the Pirates in the 20th round of the 2000 MLB draft and spent the last few seasons in the minors putting up decent numbers. This season would be bringing about a big change for Bautista, though, as in December of 2013, the Orioles had decided to select him in that year's Rule 5 draft, taking him out of the Pirates organization, the only team he had ever known up to that point. He'd make the Baltimore Orioles opening day roster in 2004, and he'd make his MLB debut on April 4th. He'd pinch hit for Luis Matos in the ninth inning of a game and actually record the first hit of his MLB career in this very same at-bat off of pitcher Ramiro Mendoza. He'd wind up playing 16 games with the 2004 Baltimore Orioles, recording 3 hits and only 11 at-bats, which comes out to a .273 batting average. In June of that year, the Orioles would place Bautista on waivers and he'd be picked up by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. So Jose Bautista was now playing for his second MLB team this season. Make sure to keep track of the amount of teams he plays for as this episode goes on, guys. With the Rays, Bautista would make his debut for the team on June 4th in a game that was actually, believe it or not, against the Baltimore Orioles, Jose's former team. Bautista wouldn't get an at bat during the game, but the Rays did wind up winning the contest 8-7. With the Rays, Jose Bautista would play in 12 games. He'd get 12 at bats and get 2 hits. He was able to reach a milestone during his short tenure in Florida, though. On June 24th, in an eventual 19-13 win over the Blue Jays, Jose Bautista will record his first ever career RBI, hitting a ground ball in the top of the ninth inning off of Terry Adams that allowed for Julio Lugo to score. Rest in peace, Julio Lugo, by the way. After that 12-game stint with the Rays, the Kansas City Royals would wind up purchasing his contract from them on June 28, 2004. This would now be the third MLB team for Jose Bautista during the 2004 season. As you probably guessed by this point in the episode, his time with the Royals wouldn't last long. He would get more playing time with the Royals than he did with the Orioles or Rays, though. He'd manage to stick around for a whole 25 at-bats with the Kansas City Royals. This more than doubled the amount of bats he received while with the Orioles or the Rays. He'd go 5 for 25, hitting his first career double in the process. He'd also add another RBI as well to put his total at 2 for the season. In his 25 at-bats with the team, he struck out a whopping 12 times too. So almost half the time he stepped up to the plate while in a Royals jersey, he was fanning. After these 13 games with the Royals, they would trade him to the New York Mets in exchange for Justin Huber. But just minutes later, the Mets would actually trade Jose Bautista right back to where he started from, to the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was traded with Ty Wigginton and Matt Peterson in exchange for Chris Benson and Jeff Kepinger. With this trade being finalized, it became the first time in MLB history that a player spent time on 5 different major league rosters over the course of a single season. This has since only been accomplished one other time, as pitcher Oliver Drake did it back in 2018. Jose Bautista would finish off this absolutely insane 2004 season by playing in 23 games and hitting 240 at-bats with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So just to quickly sum things up, during the 2004 baseball season, Jose Bautista would find his way onto 5 different MLB rosters at some point, and he'd play for 4 of these teams. In total, he hit .205 with a .502 OPS in 64 games, getting his first 88 MLB at-bats in the process. Jose Bautista, funnily enough, would actually find some stability with the Pittsburgh Pirates, staying with the team until midway through the 2008 season, when he was then traded to the Toronto Blue Jays in exchange for a player to be named later. From there on, he'd learn from new coaches, adjust his swing, and as you know, become a star, leading the league in homers in 2010 and 2011, and totaling 6 All-Star appearances during an almost 10-year run with the Blue Jays. Funnily enough, in 2018, his final season in the big leagues, he threatened to tie his own record when he played for 3 MLB teams during that year, the Braves, Mets, and Phillies, all of them being NL East teams. He'd finish his career with 344 home runs, 975 RBIs, and an OPS of .836. He'd also managed to take home over $100 million in career earnings over the course of his time in MLB. Not too bad for a guy who got passed around more than your great-grandmother whenever the 1927 Yankees came to town. In all seriousness though, shout out to Jose Bautista for sticking it out and grinding in the big leagues until things worked out. Love him or hate him, his unlikely ascension to becoming one of the most feared power hitters in the game deserves nothing but respect. He will always be a Toronto Blue Jays legend. Well guys, that was the story of Jose Bautista's chaotic 2004 rookie season. His career was crazy at the start and a little bit in the end, but in between, he turned out to be a pretty good baseball player, I think. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're new here, be sure to check out old episodes of the show and look out for new ones. Like I said at the beginning, I put out 2 episodes a week, one on Wednesdays or Thursdays, and the other on weekends. Please, if you have a minute, consider downloading the show, following the show, or maybe even leaving me a 5-star review. That really helps the show move up that old algorithm and continue growing. Thank you to everyone for your support, and it's just really been so much fun to talk baseball with all of you. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world to do. Also, guys, real quick, remember, consider clicking on the link in the description and subscribing to the Underdog newsletter. It's free to do, helps out the show, and honestly, their sports articles are actually legit interesting to read. This has been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good Podcast. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Can't wait to talk baseball with you guys next time. See ya.
There's a drive. Deep left field, back toward that wall, and it's gone. 3-1 pitch took a really good swing at the 3-0. Pulled and foul. He got his timing a little bit better.
Jose Bautista is a free agent at the end of the year. That's his first salvo. I'd like to stay.
You see that leg kick, gets it up in the air. He's hit a couple of long home runs. That one wasn't his longest, but he definitely got enough of it. Great timing.